Well, it's been 2 years since Washington state voters legalized recreational marijuana, and today, for the first time, marijuana stores finally begin selling recreational pot across the state. The first licenses were issued yesterday to the shops by the Washington Liquor Control Board, but this doesn't mean that stores on every corner will be selling marijuana today. In this first wave of licenses that were issued, only about 25 of the more than 300 applications were granted. In Seattle, the state's biggest city with more than 600,000 residents, only one small shop will be up and running. It's a day filled with excitement and dread for the residents of the state. Joining me now is Derek Wong, assignment editor for KUOW in Seattle. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Todd.
Good to have you. Well, of course, Washington's not the first, but it is kind of on the front lines of changing marijuana laws. What does legalization look like in Seattle today, do you think?
Well, legalization here, it looks very happy today. There were people that started to line up as early as yesterday afternoon. And we're also hearing via social media, you know, people are expressing interest from across the country. I think I saw a tweet from someone saying they were from Texas. The Canadian press is all over this. They're saying that they're expecting people from British Columbia to cross the border and hit some stores here. So right now, it's a positive day for marijuana aficionados.
Now, Colorado is ahead of you, of course. We all know that. They've had legalized marijuana since January. And we've all seen the stories that Denver and other places in Colorado now have marijuana tourism, where they'll pick you up in a bus and kind of Sherpa you through a marijuana experience if you want. There have been controversy over edibles and also a lot of revenue generated in Colorado, billions from their legalized marijuana. Is Washington likely to go the same way? Is it going to become a tourist mecca, do you think, for pot smokers?
That's an interesting question. I think that could happen. Like Colorado, Washington State has had a medicinal marijuana system in place for several years. And so there's always been this strong history of marijuana culture. There's also, you know, like a hemp day fest every April 20th. So I do see that happening at some point in time. But as you just said, Washington State is kind of behind the curve if you compare us to Colorado. The state hasn't quite gotten their act together when it comes to edibles. So that the plan is to have edibles eventually in retail stores, but that hasn't happened yet. There's also, you know, issues around banking and revenue that the state has estimated, you know, pot sales could generate up to $2 billion over 5 years, but they haven't actually had any sales yet. So it still remains to be seen whether any of this will all pan out.
So what are the lessons that have been taken from sort of the first 6 or 7 months of the Colorado experience? They've had issues with banking. They've had issues with tourism. And certainly lots of money pouring in. What are Washingtonians saying about the Colorado experience?
There's a lot of complaints, actually. I've spoken with several people who are hoping to get retail stores up and running, and they feel that, you know, Colorado, they seem to have their act together, and boom, you know, of course there were shortages there, and there were problems when it first started in Colorado. But, you know, it seems to be smoothing out right now. I mean, I would argue, and state officials would probably argue, that it's kind of an unfair comparison to look at Washington State and Colorado. The one big difference between the two states is that Colorado's medicinal marijuana system was regulated by the state, so that had a built-in pipeline for supply. Whereas in Washington State, we have had this medicinal marijuana system, but it's totally unregulated by the state. A lot of groups, they let the market come up with their own guidelines that they all meet, but it wasn't really regulated by the state. And so when the state took this on, everyone had to start all over. And, you know, they had to do background checks of growers and processors and retail stores and financial statements and all those kinds of things. So it's taken a little bit longer here in Washington.
One of the promises of this new policy, Derek Wong, of course, is all the money. And it makes me wonder what officials in the legislature in either Seattle or in Washington State are promising to do with all that money that they're sure to get when people buy legalized marijuana.
Yeah, it's funny. When this first passed in 2012, the state had to come up with an estimate how much it would raise. And the estimate was kind of humorous. They said it would raise anywhere between $0 and $2 billion over the first 5 years.
Somewhere in there.
So it's supposed to go, it's supposed to be split. About 40% of the tax revenue is supposed to go to the state's general fund and local governments, and the rest is supposed to go to healthcare and drug prevention and education and research. So lawmakers are definitely hoping for some kind of windfall, but, you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
The Denver Post has hired a marijuana critic for their paper, just like a wine critic. Any jobs open there in the Seattle papers?
Not that I've seen. I have heard, if you look at the stores that are opening, there's definitely this effort to cater towards people who may not have been, you know, hardcore marijuana aficionados. There's one store in Tacoma where the owner described the look as being kind of like the Apple store. And there's other stores here that, you know, look like Starbucks colorings and stuff. So there's an effort to kind of mainstream it and maybe, you know, even create a boutique line.
New opportunities even in Seattle. Derek Wong, assignment editor for KUOW in Seattle. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.